This is Cap Radio News. California banned state-funded travel to other states that discriminate against LGBTQ people. That list has ballooned as legislation targeting trans people sweeps the country. Now Democratic lawmakers want to change tactics. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon examines the impacts of California's travel ban and whether it's accomplishing its original goal.
In 2016, North Carolina passed an anti-transgender law that required people to use public restrooms that correspond with their sex assigned at birth. There was major fallout. The NBA All-Star Game was relocated from Charlotte to New Orleans. Entertainers and film productions boycotted the state. And California passed a law banning state-funded travel to states with anti-LGBTQ laws on the books. At first, this travel ban only applied to four states. But in the 7 years since,
state-funded travel from California to Iowa has been banned.
California is restricting state-funded travel to three states.
My office is adding five new states to California's state-funded travel restriction list.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta recently brought the total to 26 states. It means California state employees, researchers, and public university athletic teams either can't travel to those states or they have to use private funding to get there.
I think we find that it isolates us from being able to be present, be visible, and show examples of inclusivity and success.
Democratic State Senate leader Tony Atkins is proposing a tactical shift. She is lesbian and has a bill to repeal California's travel ban and replace it with an outreach campaign for LGBTQ communities in conservative states.
Because it really is personal relationships, direct communication and contact that change hearts and minds.
Mark Stein is a history professor at San Francisco State University. He had an early run-in with California's travel ban while researching trans issues.
I needed to go to North Carolina to do that research. And when I applied for reimbursement on my return, the foundation that holds my research funds put a stop on payment based on the policy.
Stein eventually got reimbursed because he'd booked the travel before the ban took effect. Aside from complicating research trips and conferences, Stein says the travel ban ends up limiting the topics graduate students research. For example, he says if a student wanted to research the Tulsa race riots or Florida's anti-gay Johns committees from the 1950s, they'd have to get private funding to go to those places. Despite that, Stein is not getting behind Senator Atkins' proposal to end the ban.
I think it sends an unfortunate message that the arguments that are coming at us from Florida and Texas are working and that we need to change our value-based policies because of economic costs.
Instead, he'd like to see an exemption for research or higher education generally. California passed the travel ban to put economic pressure on states that pass discriminatory laws. The fact that the list keeps expanding means it's not accomplishing what it set out to do. But it has been effective in another way.
It definitely had an impact on the state, a negative impact.
Whit Tuttle is the director of Visit North Carolina, the state's tourism bureau. But measuring the economic impact of a ban on state-funded travel is difficult.
You know, it's one thing if an organization is looking to host a convention here and they tell us, hey, we're not hosting it here because of this travel ban. But what you don't know is how many meetings didn't even consider you because of it.
Tuttle also points out North Carolina's anti-trans law that started all of this was repealed in 2020. The state's Democratic governor also recently vetoed three anti-trans bills. And despite these political shifts, North Carolina is still on California's banned travel list. Nicole Nixon, Cap Radio News.